In Take 1 of this series, I explained the principle of speech complementarity and quoted the two main points of my theory. There is also a third point. This third point says, the process of language development in children commences backwards before it does forwards. Children first develop reverse speech, and as forward speech begins, these two modes gradually combine into one, forming a bi-level communication process. Did you know that your children are talking to you from as young as 4 months of age, in reverse? Reverse speech, like forward speech, is a learned process. Except unlike forward speech, which begins at approximately 12 months of age, reverse speech begins much sooner. In July 1987, I became the proud father of fraternal twin girls, and thus began a new research project. The question foremost in my mind was, if reverse speech really is another form of human communication, or another function of the human mind, at what age do we begin to use it? I began taping my girls from the moment they arrived home from hospital. For the first 4 months of their life, I found only gibberish in reverse, meaningless baby sounds. Then at 4 months of age, I found my very first reversal. It occurred as one of my children was crying for attention. Listen carefully to the following soundtrack and the baby's cry in the background.
Joanne's shot.
The speech reversal says, mummy, mummy. Please note the Australian accent. It is pronounced as mummy and not mommy, which is the typical American pronunciation. Here it is at three speeds. And now play forwards and immediately reversed. For the next 2 or 3 months, I continued to find isolated single words in reverse, words like mummy, daddy, hungry, help, etc. Then at 7 months of age, I found my first instance of two words put together in a reverse sentence. I was chasing the children around the lounge room with a tape player, trying to get them to talk for me. Then at one stage, one of the twins noticed the tape player. She reaches out for the player and cries with excitement. Listen to this soundtrack forwards. I'm now going to isolate the precise forward soundtrack where that speech reversal occurred. And the speech reversal says, what's that? And it was uttered at the precise moment that the twin reached up for the tape player. Here it is at three speeds. I'll now play the soundtrack forwards and immediately reversed. And as with other training tapes in this series, notice a dramatic tonal shift right at the precise point that the reversal occurs. And then at 12 months of age, I found my very first three-word sentence in reverse. Here is the forward soundtrack where that reversal occurred. The speech reversal says, Daddy loves Mum. Here it is at three speeds. And now forwards and immediately reversed. At 13 months of age, I found my first instance of the dual communication process in action. That is, both forwards and reverse being spoken simultaneously. In this instance, my twins are playing in the bath. One of them is trying to pick up a cup and she cannot do it. She looks up to me and reaches out for help, saying forwards, at the very same time, the single word, Daddy. A reversal occurs on this soundtrack that says, David, help me. The reverse word David appears on the forward word of Daddy, thus giving us a direct complementary relationship. Here it is at 3 speeds. Here now is a soundtrack that was recorded just after the twins' second birthday. I had been out of town for 3 weeks on a lecture tour, and we made this recording on my return. On this occasion, speech complementarity is fully established. That is, they are both talking forwards and reverse with both modes of speech fully integrated. Listen now to this soundtrack. I'm first going to play this whole soundtrack for you in reverse. There are several reversals in this very small section. See if you can pull out any of them. Here it is. I'll now isolate one particular section of that soundtrack. Forwards, my daughter is saying, I want a cuddle. Here it is forwards first. And the speech reversal on this section says, I love you, I love you. Here it is. And here's a portion of soundtrack where another speech reversal occurs. And of course, forwards, my daughter was saying, Daddy, Daddy. And in reverse, we hear, Father, hear, Father, hear, Father. I'll now play that soundtrack forwards and immediately reversed. See if you can hear the reversals amongst the gibberish. Also, right at the very end, there is one other reversal that says, loving him. Here we go. Here are two more examples with obvious complementarity, where the reverse speech categories can be clearly recognised. The first one is on a 3-year-old girl. She has just noticed an immunisation mark on her young friend's arm. This is an Australian example once again, and she uses a common Australian term, injection. Who is that soundtrack? And the reversal on this section occurs when the girl says, to make you better, and it says, I hated them. This is an expansive reversal. It gives extra information. Here it is at three separate speeds. And now forwards and immediately reversed. And here is another expansive reversal, a very quick excerpt on one of my girls talking.
So Daddy is a very important man.
And the reversal says, man with a beard, which is exactly what I have, a beard. Here it is. And forwards and immediately reversed.
So Daddy is a very important man.
Now, here is a reversal on an 8-year-old girl that could almost be called a mirror image reversal. We discussed mirror image reversals in tape 2 of this series. This reversal is probably one of the clearest reversals I have ever heard. It occurred on my stepdaughter shortly after she sheepishly returned after pretending to run away from home. She had travelled almost half a block. Here is the soundtrack.
He was following you and watching me. I was hiding behind the car watching what you were doing.
Were you? I never knew that.
No, because I was being very sneaky.
And when my stepdaughter says, I never knew that, reversal occurs that says, Daddy never knew. My stepdaughter had known that I had been watching, but did not know that I knew she knew. Hence the reversal. Here it is at three speeds.
Daddy never knew.
And now forwards and backwards successively.
I never knew that. Sadly, never knew.
There is also another part to this story. Have you ever disciplined your children and wonder if they still love you? I certainly did, as was revealed by reversals a few minutes later. Listen to this small section forwards.
Yeah, would you like to learn how to say what you mean and how to talk so you don't get into trouble? Would you like to learn how to do that?
Did you notice all the pauses and stutters in my interaction then? Would you also be surprised to notice that most of the reversals occur around those pauses and stutters? I'll now play that entire soundtrack backwards. See if you can hear the two reversals that it contains. Now, here are those two reversals isolated. The first one says, do you still love me? Here it is.
You still love me.
And forwards and immediately reversed.
Would you still love me?
And here is the second reversal. It says, you must admit Daddy is cross today. The word cross is common Australian slang for mad or angry. Here is that reversal at three speeds.
Oh,
all I should have let go of your soul today.
The study of the development of reverse speech in children is truly a fascinating topic. But of even more importance is, what can all of this do for us? What can it teach us? For a start, it can teach us exactly what is going on in our children's minds. It can show us what effect their environment and life circumstances is having on them. To illustrate this, I want to digress a little and examine an entire transcript of reversals that I found on my twin's second birthday party. I will be playing you portions of a lecture I gave on this topic. The transcript can be found in the manual accompanying this tape series, and also on page 62 and 63 of my book, Reverse Speech, Hidden Messages in Human Communications. Sit back now and listen to this lecture. So, this is the twin's second birthday party. I had planned to leave 2 weeks following this party. And on the surface, it was very happy and jovial, and I recorded it to have a memory. However, what was going on in reverse, now these are 2 years of age, remember, so they're young kids, barely talking properly yet. The following is a transcript of the twins' second birthday party. The marriage between mother and father had broken down. Both parents were planning to leave the matrimonial home, of course, me and my second wife, to move to separate cities. The father, who was not going for the twins, was distancing himself from them, as reduced the pain of parting. The twins had not been told of the pending separation. We hadn't told them I was going. However, the reversals revealed that they knew what was happening. They showed internal stress and an attempt to deal with the new situation before them. So the joviality of their second birthday party, strong and conscious interplays were occurring between the twins, and the basis of future behavioural patterns was being established. It really was. Jay, I won't speak with David. All I've done is talk to me in the reversals. First one on Jay. I won't speak with David. Why not? Either it can mean two things. She obviously knows I'm leaving, and I think it's also anger too. Yeah, it's anger. Simone, Jay will need this. Jay says, I'm sad. Of course she's sad. Now help me. Daddy's going, she's floundering. Daughter, that's my stepdaughter, who was my second wife's natural daughter. You're leaving. Yeah, because they're just about to, the car was packed up and they were going to hop in the car and drive away in about 3 days after this conversation. So Jay says, car. Bang, instant connection, you're leaving, car. Come Michael. Michael's my son from my first marriage. He was at the birthday party. Come Michael calls her half-brother by name, seeking help and support. Jay has always relied strongly on male figures. Her grandfather, her great-grandfather, her father, me. She is the one, she's been doing that ever since she was 2 years old. Her reversals have all been directed towards male figures for her support. And now she's a one-year-old at school. Guess who's the one who's got all the boyfriends? Jay. And that, you can see that behavioural pattern from as early as two. As a matter of fact, I think it even appears at age 18 months. So Jay's calling for Michael, but Simone says, Mum, come here, Mum. And Simone has always connected strongly with the feminine figures. And we've seen this in the reversals from as early as 18 months. Mum, give me some healing. Jay, leave me. Oh, Mum, love, bear in mind, this is a happy birthday party. They're playing games. They're chasing around with balloons and presents and toys. You know, you wouldn't think there was anything going on. But all the reversals, there's all this undercurrent of anger and aggression and working out the fact that Dad was going, you know. Hey, Michael, Mum, Mummy, Daddy going on home. An interesting reversal, home, I think she's actually saying, Daddy, you're not here. You know, you're not all there. You're cutting yourself off. I think that's what she means, because that's what I was doing. Then you run, she says forward. Daddy, reversal, you run. Daddy, you run. I'm leaving. Jay, he's not home. She says it again. Anxiety is building up in the reverse, as you can see. Daddy, he's not home. Daddy, you run. Simone, I love. Jay, be home. See the difference in the personalities here? Jay's the one who's panicking. She's calling for attention desperately. And Simone's the one who's trying to support. Can you see that? Mm-hmm. And if anyone knows my kids, you'll see that tendency in them now. So it's exactly the same. This is really interesting. Daddy he loves, David he runs. Interesting reversal, isn't it? What's she doing there? She's
separating the two in her mind.
Well, that's what I think she's doing at the very beginning.
Yeah. But there's a definite distinction, difference in her head here, you see. I mean, Daddy, how can Daddy leave me? Daddy can't leave me. It's David who's going. Because mm-hmm. Daddy loves me. How can David leave me?
Amen.
And then the conflict grows. I'll be down, future tense reversal. Daddy love. Power, power. Very interesting. Because we have a distinct shift here. Well, as we continue on with the class and in the months ahead, we're going to talk a lot about behavioral structures and how they're formed. But here we have an expression of depression, okay? I'll be down. But it's attached to, but look at the association, it's attached to that, love and power, okay? And here we have a formation of a behavioral pattern where to be down and depressed and sad is, will give her power and love. And you see it forming here. Will. Will. Now, Jay is
language development in children, commencing backwards. Children first begin to learn.
And this ends the topic of children for this current tape series. It was only meant to be a brief overview. More details on children's reversals can be found in my book, but the most extensive information is given in my official training classes. Please turn over now to side two of this tape.